The Attic Theater brings community theater for all ages, by all ages, to Hamilton and Madison counties. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Jill Dittmeyer spoke with director Ian Hauer about its work, and he starts with its unusual origin story.
It was started a number of years ago by 13-year-old Rebecca Roy, and she decided that she and her friends wanted another opportunity to put on plays, and so she gathered her younger sister and a couple of her friends together, and they performed The Wizard of Oz in the family living room. And the parents in attendance were just thrilled. They thought it was fantastic, but Rebecca kept that love of theater, went on to graduate from Indiana Wesleyan University with a degree in theater, and decided to come back to her hometown of Atlanta, Indiana, and put together this theater called the Attic Theater, dating back to the rehearsals they had in the attic as little girls.
But since then, you've moved to Noblesville.
We serve Hamilton, Madison, and Tipton counties, but we're primarily based in Noblesville, and we're currently in a partnership with the Department of Parks and Recreation in the city of Noblesville, and we're performing at their auditorium at the Annex up there connected to Ivy Tech.
What is unique about the Attic Theater and the performances that you offer the community?
Well, I think the fact that we partner with several different communities throughout our season is unique. We also try to underscore the fact that we're a very family-oriented theater, not only in terms of introducing families and children to the arts, sometimes for the first time, but involving families in every aspect of production, whether that's on stage or whether it's backstage or working house or working promotions. We try to give everyone the opportunities they want to explore the arts a little more in a safe environment.
And what reaction have you seen from the people coming to see your shows, the people being involved in your shows, just the community at large? Are they being enriched as you've hoped?
We have seen tremendous growth just over those 4 years since I've been involved. We've graduated from our play in the summer of 2016 was The Philadelphia Story, and I think we had an audience of maybe 200, and now we're approaching 1,000 with our summer musicals and some of our bigger plays. Our casts are growing. Our summer musical this summer, The Music Man, had almost 50 people involved just in the cast alone. We're continuing to expand our partnerships. This one with Noblesville Parks and Rec is one such partnership, and it's fascinating to be a part of something this young with this much potential. The sky's the limit.
And you're going to be directing Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None.
And Then There Were None is a delicious mystery. I'm a huge fan of it ever since I first encountered it. The basics of the story are that 10 strangers are lured to this island mansion off the coast of Devon, England, under one pretense or another. And over dinner, this record begins to play that accuses each guest of committing a crime that they've hidden. And their shock turns to fear as one of their in their midst is murdered by a dose of poison, and then they learn the murderer is planning to strike again and again. It's mystery at its finest. It's thrilling. It's captivating. The characters are remarkably interesting. It's just a beautiful play.
And how are you going to put your own personal touch and that of the people that are involved in the cast together with this play?
Well, it's difficult to take such a well-known story and find something fresh in it. So we're doing a couple of different things. First of all, I'm very excited about this cast. I think it's the most talented cast that the Attic has fielded to date. We're using a lot of local folks and really pressing them to dig deep down and find the menace in each character, because it is a mystery and the audience doesn't know the outcome of the play. And so we're working very diligently to make sure that there's that sense of unease and foreboding throughout the play, and to keep people guessing until the very end.
From our Arts and Culture Desk, that was Attic Theater Director Ian Hauer speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer. The Community Theater Group will present Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None in October.